Hello?
Hello, Leon Hendricks, please.
Speaking, I'm just getting my luggage right now. You got to wait a minute.
Okay, wow. Well, we'll hang with you. We'll hang with you, Leon.
While I get my luggage?
Yeah, while you get your luggage. That's fine. Is it rolling around on the turnstile now?
Yeah. Am I on the air right now?
Leon, you're live on the air in Southwest Florida here on 96 K-Rock.
What's up, K-Rock?
Nothing.
Nothing. Leon, you know what? And I hope we can talk as you're waiting for your luggage. That is okay, isn't it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You pretty much said it was not an easy life for you. You grew up in your big brother's shadow. And you were always, I guess if you tried to go musically, you were always, you know, compared to him or do something that Jimmy did. And then your dad, Al, would always say, now, come on, you're just trying to do what your brother does. You had a difficult life living in that shadow, didn't you?
Well, I consider it wasn't a shadow, it was the shade, really. You know, and I felt pretty good in it, and I wouldn't change my life for anything. The problem is that I want to be a musician myself.
Uh-huh.
I've just recently been inspired. Like, Jimmy comes, you know, I got Jimmy on my side right now. He's like, he tells me what to play. I dream about his music, and I hear all kind of symphonies in my head. And,
uh-huh.
You know, and so I just had to pursue that now. And that's what I really got. And he keeps telling me, he says, you just keep playing the guitar. Just keep playing the guitar.
Now, tell me another thing, because I want to clarify in the article that I read. It says in the Seattle newspaper article, Leon Hendricks, who for years suffered from drug addiction and other problems, didn't begin pursuing a musical career seriously until the mid-90s when you took guitar lessons. Are you telling me that you didn't pick up a guitar until the mid-90s?
How can you when Jimmy's your brother? Jeez.
But I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, Haney, my partner's a musician, but picking up a guitar, say, in your late 40s, that's a heavy-duty task to suddenly say, I'm going to learn how to play guitar.
Well, it worked. Well, it must have been natural or something.
How close growing up, because he was a big star in the 60s, you were a teenager. How close were you to your brother?
We were really close. He raised me.
Oh, explain. Tell me more.
He was in charge of me. My dad worked hard he went to work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and didn't come home until 12. And Jimmy essentially was my father, raised me, took me everywhere he went. I went to his first concert, you know, when he first picked up the guitar.
Yes.
Everything, you know, when he first started plucking around.
Now,
he used to drag me everywhere with him.
What about, I mean, of course, when he became so popular and, you know, you think of places like Woodstock and stuff. Did he take you there?
Oh, no, I didn't go to Woodstock. I was in the Army.
Oh, you were in the Army at that point in time.
Yeah. I tried, you know, like, he went to the Army, and he was airborne and stuff, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps and stuff.
Following his footsteps. Can you tell me also, because how old were you when Jimmy died?
I was, okay, let me figure this out. You know something? It's like, there's no time involved here, it seems like.
I'm guessing around 22.
I think it was, like, more, like, I'm 53 now, right?
All right, so 19, 20, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah, 19 or 20, and I was, like, it was, you know, and then I went on tour with him.
And you went?
I was on tour with him when I was 17.
Wow. Explain to me, if you can, when was the last time that you spoke with your brother before he passed away?
Okay, the last time, wow, there's another problem. Like, Jimmy's always with me. You know, he's like, when people say, hey, you know, I said, well, you know, like, everywhere I go, like right now, I just heard a Jimmy Hendrix song on the beach right here.
But I'm talking about physically. I mean, you and your brother.
I'm trying
were...
to think. Let me think.
Okay.
Yeah, get off his back,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry.
Time's lost its meaning right now for some reason. Okay, let me see.
That happens to a lot of people on Venice Beach.
Okay, hold on. Let me think. Okay, last time I talked to him was when I was with him in L.A. and we were at Eric Burton's house. In the Hollywood Hills, and we were talking about, you know, what we were going to do for the future.
Uh-huh.
What he wanted to do. He wanted to go in, he wanted to write symphonies.
He wanted to write symphonies?
Yeah, he wanted to be a conductor.
And that's what you guys talked about the last time that physically you were with him.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter?
Hold up.
Okay, I'm holding up.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's on Venice Beach.
Off.
Okay.
All right. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about you musically. You've got a band now. Tell me about your band.
Okay, I got a 5-piece band. You know, another guitar player and myself, and a bass player and a drummer and a keyboardist. And we're really good, and we just blew them away up at the EMP. We played the EMP last week, you know, the Experience Music Project.
Yes.
By Allen Belt.
Yes.
And we just blew them away. It was like all good.
Now,
I just love it.
Now, I'm looking at the CD. Your CD is called Seattle Rain.
Seattle Rain.
And some of the songs. Now, did you write a lot of the songs that are on this album? Or
I wrote everything.
You wrote everything?
Yeah.
Tell me about the song Through These Veins. It's got to be about the bloodline between you and your brother.
Right. That's my DNA. It's like running. It's in my veins.
Voodoo River.
Voodoo River is about going down south and getting in trouble with a couple of girls and, you know, some dark stuff and, you know.
And also that I see mentioned on here, I Put a Spell on You.
I Put a Spell on You is another kind of like a voodoo song, but it's a good song. It's like I went to this carnival one time and, you know, and I met this girl and then I ended up getting married to her in a, you know, like a mail order bride or something like that.
Yeah, a true story?
No, but it was like it could have been. I could have got married.
Now, how many kids do you have right now?
I have 6 kids and 5 grandchildren.
And you're only 53 years old, Leon. You're a young man. You're a young man yet.
I am. I feel like I'm 18 right now. I can't believe it. I don't know what's up. I don't know how in the hell all them kids came from.
Now, let me also.
Right, we do.
Yeah, I can gander a guess. Now, where are you? Are you outside or inside?
I'm on Venice Beach right now.
You're right on the beach.
Yep.
When you go and perform, and when you're in front of a live audience, do they ask you to do some of Jimmy's songs?
Some of them do, but they say play some Hendrix, and I say, well, I am.
Now,
no. Usually they don't no more because they know I'm going to play my own stuff, and they like my stuff, so. It's like a new era.
Now, how are you coming along with your guitar playing? Because we discussed earlier that you picked it up at a very late age.
I'm not gonna do licks like Jimmy.
Sure.
In fact, I don't play no Jimi Hendrix songs, and I don't want to go there because that's like sacred to me. That's like he did that, and I'm trying to be. You know, I play good music, and it's just not. But it don't sound like Jimmy.
How would you describe?
You can tell us a Hendrix.
How would you describe your music?
Rock, rhythm and blues, everything. I play everything. I even play country and western. I like Brazilian music. I like, you know, southern music, and I like northern music. I just play everything. On my CD, it's everything.
Also, let me talk to you, you know, about your dad who passed away in April.
I love that old man. He was a good man.
And he was really, I mean, he actually fought for a long time to get Jimmy's music and his estate back into the family. Because it was a long fight, he have finally did that. And also, if you check out on your website, there's a picture of you and your dad putting the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for your brother.
That's right. That's when me and my dad, they got it missed. Me and my dad had a good relationship. You know, he brought me down here and turned me on to the lawyers, and we fought to get the estate back and stuff. And then I went. You know, I was married and had kids and I had responsibilities, and I went off. And then, but every time I came back, it was different. It was like he was too influenced by other people, like
sure.
Strangers and stuff,
and adopted daughters.
Well, you said that. I didn't.
That's right. I said that. Let me ask you this: taking all of it aside, what do you think your dad, Al Hendrix, would say right now if he saw what was going on?
Well, he's up there with me right now. Jimmy, my mama, Jimmy, and my dad are up in heaven right now, and they're like, I can feel them. I can feel their presence, and they know. What's going on, and they're my guardian angels, and they're going to make sure that this all comes out, you know, in the wash.
I also want to...
And he loved my music. He loved my music, but he had no power at the end. He said, okay, I'm you know?
Yeah.
But he said, okay, he called, I'm not going to mention no names, but he called the people at the company.
Yes.
He said, hey, you know, take care of my son, do his music. And he never got no call back, and then he died.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I want to stay in touch with you and follow you along because we want to hear the CD. We want to hear the music. I really do want to stay in touch with you, see how the band's going on. And
sure, I want to Bring me down there. I'll play down there.
Okay. Well, we'll look
into Florida.
We'll look into
Florida.
It. Now, will you, now I don't know if we can pay for expenses though.
I know. We'll check it out.
Leon, good talking to you.
You too, buddy.
All right, we'll see you later.
Send me an email.
All right, I will. Bye.
Bye, bro.
Bye, bro. That is the younger brother of Jimi Hendrix, and he's a struggling musician who learned to play guitar at the age of 48.
After spending the previous portion of his life as a drug addict, I guess.
Correct.
Hi, and welcome to American Top 40. This is Casey Kasem, and I'm about to start counting down the 40 top tunes in the USA, the best-selling songs from New England to Hawaii and from Canada to Mexico. Well, there are five brand new songs in the top 40 this week, and we'll hear all of them in this first hour. And in position number 31 is a hit by a superstar who used to wear underwear made of flour sacks and who bought his first suit from a pawn shop. And the countdown begins.
Number 40.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haiti. Stan and Haiti. Stan and Haiti on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, how are you? Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And I gotta explain to you what you just heard, because that interview was condensed for you into right around, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. That was from 2002. The who's call, what the hell? I don't know what the,
what does it say? Don't forget to pick up TP.
Hello? Hello? Nobody there? Let me. I could learn a hard lesson. Shut off your ringer. Get your phone out of your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
2002.
It was a different time then.
It sure was.
2002 wasn't only pre-Irma. That was pre-Charlie.
Yep. And a gentleman by the name of Leon Hendricks had contacted us that he was the brother of Jimi Hendrix. He was. He is. This guy, this was all condensed, what you just heard, into 10 minutes. That was virtually an entire show. He called us from the airport. He called us from a phone booth. He called us from Venice Beach, and I just condensed it all. He was a big-time drug addict. That was at the time when the Hendrix family were bickering amongst themselves about Jimmy's estate, and he was trying to get a taste.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought the best way to do something in his mid-40s
was to learn how to play the guitar.
He had never picked up a guitar in his life. And started, it would be on the marquee, Leon Hendrix, brother of Jimi Hendrix, tonight. He was such a poor guitar player that in his band, he would have a lead guitar guy. He would hit one chord and play and then try to sing, and he sounded nothing like his brother. He's still playing. He's still got a band today.
Maybe he's gotten better.
He now does some of his brother's songs.
Well, it probably took a long time for him to figure those out.
He doesn't play them.
Oh.
He just loon, 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 loon.
You mean like when they hand Elvis a guitar?
Yes! Yes. And they do clubs and bars and stuff, and he has difficulty singing.
Mm.
But he's earning a living doing, and we didn't believe him at first. I was like, you know, this can't possibly be Jimmy's younger brother. And well, younger, I mean, only by a couple of years.
Yeah, and, you know, people, you know, we've dealt with people before. You know, your Pat Riley Jr.'s, your Bobby Vinton Jr.'s.
And Leon Hendrix. And he was out there because I guess one of Jimmy's illegitimate children from, like, I don't know, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Who legally changed his name to Jimi Hendrix Jr. Was trying to get a taste on this. And I cut this whole part out, but I was saying, you have a nephew, an alleged nephew, I guess DNA and all that, alleged nephew who actually changed his name to Jimi Hendrix Jr. And he goes, he didn't change his name. I've always called him Jimmy. Because his first name was James.
Mm-hmm.
James Peter Schmidt or something. I've always, you know, that's Junior right there. That's Junior. I've always called him Jimmy. I said he legally had his name. Well, I call him Jimmy.
Well, if his name's James.
Yeah, it's Jimmy. There you go. I got to pass this along.
And I mean, you know, Jimi Hendrix wasn't born J-I-M-I.
Yep, I know that. But he had the last name Hendrix.
Mm-hmm. So did Al.
Yup.
And Al laid down the law when it came to that name.
My artwork that is up for auction on eBay, I believe, is at $147.50. There are like 33 bids on it. I got a call today from Aaron Walker at Naples Nissan. He said to me, he said, I heard you got some artwork up there that you're trying to raise money for the draft fund.
It's called Supernova.
Yeah, Supernova. I said, yeah. He said, here's the deal. Whatever that sells at for the 8 days remaining, whatever it sells for, let me know the number that it sells for, and Naples Nissan will triple that and write you a check for the draft fund.
Triple?
Triple. Whatever it sells for.
Uh-oh.
Triple.
Did you tell Aaron how things like this can get a little crazy?
I confirmed. I said,
does Chad know about this?
I got it. His son, he's the one at the dealership now. Daddy's over in Orlando somewhere, I think. But I said, is it correct? You said whatever the final sale amount is, triple? Yes.
You gave him fair warning.
I did. He emailed us. He said, let the auction go. Whatever it sells for. And that person gets the artwork. It goes, the monies go into the Stan and Haney draft fund. Whatever that final sale amount is, I'll triple it.
And I mean, I don't know that it will happen this time. It doesn't always happen. But there are people out there that, you know, they're aware of us and we're okay.
Yeah.
But they support that draft fund big time.
Yep. This is major. You can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page. It's got the link to where on eBay the painting Supernova by Stan is being sold. I think the last time I checked, $147.50, 33 bids. Keep it going. The auction still has over a week to go. But Naples Nissan, whatever the final price is, gonna triple it to go into the draft fund for the troops.
Oh, I forgot to do my art.
Oh, yeah, you forgot to do that yesterday.
It's all right. My process is much shorter than yours.
You've done one before.
Yeah. What happened to that? Did somebody steal that?
Well, it's a different world after Irma.
No, you know what? Somebody stole that, and they made a lot of money off that. Can't just leave my art sitting in here anymore for your amusement.
What are you talking about? It was not like on a bobblehead box. It was just sitting
there.
But
it really captured a moment, did it not?
It captured my mood.
And I did that on location at a Miracle game.
Yes, you did.
And it was spirited back to the studio and put on display here. Yeah. And now, of course, like anything else, it's missing.
Well, it's a different world.
Just like the big picture of us.
Well, it's a different with people tore stuff down. I mean, we had to get a new Trump fur in here. But when the studio flooded, he's got crinkly feet because he was in water.
He can handle anything.
Damn right he can. Making the world safer again.
Let me ask you Trump haters out there something.
Oh, they're finding him. They're still.
For those of you that are still living in 2016, I know that you agree with me that ISIS is a huge, huge issue, and we've got to do something about this economy. It can't keep going like this.
We'll be back.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up on the show today, attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law coming into the studio.
He'll be here to get to the bottom of it.
Yep. About 1 hour away.
And I know
taking
that,
your questions.
It's somewhat difficult because obviously, you know, we work with Mike all the time, and the investigation where he's the independent counsel investigating exactly what the Beasleys have done to us.
Oh, he knows. He knows. He just can't go public. Also, later on today, Stan's named that movie today. This is a good one today. Movies with city or town names in the title.
Oh, that's good.
And we got five of them, and we got some great prizes as well.
That's funny, because yesterday we played a song by the band Chicago. I said, yeah, I prefer Boston.
Yep.
It just seems to be an ongoing theme.
Had a listener said, what about Kansas?
No, I prefer Boston.
I completely agree with you. That's, you know, I'm from the Northeast.
Yeah, they're a regional act.
Yep.
There's also a young busker up there that they like him in New York, Springsteen.
Yep. Doesn't play well down here, though.
No.
Let's.
Do you remember when that Shea St. Clair would defend herself as music director because she would play songs that weren't hits, and then they'd confront her on it, and she'd go, well, it's popular in this area.
Yeah, very localized. But today, you talk to program director. Is this the exact opposite? Springsteen, if you can stop him from preaching on stage with his lib views.
Well, you can't really understand him when he talks.
But for 30 years, no matter where he goes, north, south, east, west, Europe, sold out shows, megastar, one of the all-time greats, and you say, well, why don't you play some Springsteen? And every single program director will tell you, regionally, it doesn't play well here.
It's because they heard that from somebody else, and they want to sound smart.
Yep. Pewter Mug bringing us the grab bag.
Boy, the whole world just runs on BS.
Yep, and it's what that's right.
Something that somebody heard somewhere, and
President Trump last night morning in Singapore.
Pretty comprehensive document, and we've had a really great term together, a great relationship, and we're both very honored to sign the document. Thank you. Would you like to say something to the press?
Today, we had a historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind, and we are about to sign a historic document. The world will see a major change. I would like to express my gratitude to President Trump to make this meeting happen. Thank you.
Mr. President, did you agree to denuclearize?
We're starting that process very quickly. Very, very quickly. You'll be seeing everything in just a little while. The letter that we're signing is very comprehensive, and I think both sides are going to be very impressed with the result.
He went on to say, and threw in a little joke.
People thought this could never take place. It is now taking place. It's a very great day. It's a very great moment in the history of the world. And Chairman Kim is on his way back to North Korea, and I know for a fact, as soon as he arrives, he's going to start a process that's going to make a lot of people very happy and very safe. So it's an honor to be with everybody today. The media, it's a big gathering of media, I will say. Makes me feel very uncomfortable.
You know what part of the thing he did with Kim Jong-un is he showed him a movie Hollywood produced.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Beaches and speedboats and skyscrapers. That can be you.
Look, this is Miami Beach, but imagine if that was one song.
Yep. They got beautiful beaches there in North Korea.
Lots of big buildings, and you could have electric light.
Yep. And he, Kim Jong-un was, somebody who feels.
And you know what? That's the way you do things.
Yeah, of course.
You do things above board.
Yes.
And there's the libs are saying, well, you know, when Obama did the same thing with Iran. No, it wasn't the same thing with Iran. It was a lot of double dealing, yep. Backstabbing.
A lot of cash on the tarmac, too.
Yeah, and they didn't agree to anything at all. And what's happening with North Korea is it's not just, you know, the denuking. He wants to open up that country.
Yeah.
You're talking about a real fundamental change.
Dennis Rodman was on CNN, got all choked up with the, I told you, and it nearly cost me my life.
And what was he wearing when he was on CNN?
Oh, Make America Great Again. Here he is. Here's Dennis Rodman, rebound king, former Chicago Bull, friend
cross-dresser.
Of... Cross-dresser. Yeah, he lost it on CNN.
It's amazing. It's amazing when I said those things. When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. Mm-hmm. I got so many death threats. I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
And he had a couple of things to say about President Obama. And when he went over the first time.
If you go back to tell the President of the United States these three things, and I would be willing to talk to him. And this is a true story, and I got my people here that was there that heard the conversation. He said, if they can move the ships back from South Korea, I would do what I have to do to listen. My ears will be open. And I tried to do that to Obama, and Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I asked him, I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
And you know why I think Kim Jong-un is doing this now? I think it's because he sees a window of opportunity where he could deal with an actual honest broker instead of all of the other nonsense that goes on around the world.
There is still, when they were talking about it last night, there is still so much red tape and BS.
You don't get past, what is it, well over 50 years of red
tape
and BS.
Because let me put it to you this way. China likes that there's a North Korea. South Korea likes that there's a North Korea. To go and open up and have South Korea and North Korea be a country again poses unbelievable geopolitical problems.
See, we don't understand because, quite frankly, they all look the same to us.
Oh, my God.
It's true. But Japan, China, and the Koreans historically have never gotten along.
Ever have gotten along. The history between Japan and Korea and the Chinese and
I know
China
you went,
and the Japanese.
Oh, no, but we look over there. Well, they're all Asian people.
Yep,
they're all true. They're all some kind of block. No.
They have a history of so that we're not even aware of. I mean,
to this day,
they're mortal enemies.
Japan, as Trump's going into the summit meeting, is going, hey, do you think you can get our people out of there?
Yeah. Get a load of this. Oakland A's game Sunday. Now, we're not talking about spring training where there might be, you know, 5, 8, 10,000 people there. We're talking a Major League Baseball stadium.
Where there's at least 2,500.
Yep, 40, 50,000. Guy without a glove caught two foul balls in a row.
Barehanded.
Barehanded.
Binder has good power. He has five home runs.
Foul back. There's the fastball again on the outer half.
Yep.
Fouled it back 1-2, and a great play by a fan down to our right. And he's getting high fives all around.
Not a bad place to go for a vacation. Tell me he didn't just do it twice. Unbelievable.
And he does it. Back-to-back
pitches. The same guy made the play. One-handed.
Oh, stop it.
I don't know how many people know this. I didn't. I didn't really think about it.
Do I know it?
You might. On the Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon, the Smashing Pumpkins came on stage and played their first new song in 18 years. It's been 18 years. They have a new song out, Solara. And they did it live on The Tonight Show. Good for them. Good for them.
Not really a big fan of the music, but I am a big fan of Billy Corgan. He knows what's going on.
I'm going to play you something great. This was on Conan.
For the first time in 18 years.
Yep. No. Got to go back farther than this, but it said Conan jammed with Benjamin Booker and the legendary Steve Cropper last Ooh. Night to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, co-written by Steve Cropper.
The Colonel.
He was also, if you don't know who Steve Cropper is, the guitarist from Booker T and the MGs. And, yeah, he was the long-haired, sunglass-wearing blues brother.
He's a legend. He's on all the Stax hits.
He's a legend. Conan sat in, did Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Oh, I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Good.
It's like nothing's ever going to change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people asked me to do.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. You contribute. You could pick up a prize. And I'm also going to tell you about a 22-year-old Cape Coral girl who felt She did nothing wrong. The police didn't think so. But she showed her displeasure. And
just because someone's in a police uniform doesn't mean they can tell you what to do.
Yeah, gonna tell you that story.
Hard lessons coming.
96 K-Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, telephone number into the studio. Love to hear from you. Maybe you'd even pick up a prize if you contribute to the show. 277-9600. I'll go over those prizes in just a little bit. If you're outside of our immediate area and you're another part of this country or another part of the world, 239 area code will get you through to us. 277-9600. I'll go over the prizes in just a second.
You should figure out what our country code is and all that.
Yeah, all right, I will. We'll figure it out.
And then give it out in Roman numerals.
I love this story just simply because little Pixie here didn't believe she did anything wrong. Headline this from the News Press. Follow me on this because you got to feel for the police when they deal with somebody like this. Headline from the News Press. Cape Coral police. Woman thrashed and screamed after denying drunk driving crash. It goes deeper than that. Cape Coral police arrested a woman despite her claim she hadn't been drinking and didn't know how her car was damaged. She left a path of broken stop signs and trees and wheel gouges in the road.
Oh, God.
This happened at about 12:30 a.m. Saturday, so she was out having fun Friday night. Police said a caller said they heard a crash and saw a car leaving the area of Southeast 8th Street and Cultural Park Boulevard South. When officers arrived, they found a Kia with extensive front end damage and airbags deployed. 22-year-old Mackenzie, spelled differently than what you'd think it is, I guess spelled new girl way.
New girl way?
M-A-C-K-E-N-S-Y.
Okay.
Mackenzie T. Robeson of Cape Coral was standing by the driver's side door. Door was open, keys in her hand. When the officer asked her, "Ma'am, what happened?" She said she didn't know. The officer then asked her what she struck. Her reply, nothing. According to the police report, I then showed her the damage on her car. Front left bumper was destroyed. Front left tire was blown out, all chewed up.
Wonder how that happened.
Front left fender peeled back like a can being opened. Large, long gashes extended from the front of her left fender all the way to the back left of the passenger door, and two airbags deployed. The front of her vehicle was also green as she had struck some vegetation. Then I asked her again what she hit, and she said nothing.
I don't know.
As the officers...
Why don't you hit something?
It gets better.
Maybe you hit something.
It gets better. As the officers attempted to find the site of the crash, I guess where it started, she became argumentative, trying to leave the scene despite officers' directions to the contrary. Once in the patrol car, her antics continued. Mackenzie continued to thrash around the back seat and scream, the officers reported. Later, officers followed the gouge marks in the pavement from where McKenzie's vehicle was and backed it up to a stop sign down on Southeast 8th Street. Officers found several trees, a one-way street sign knocked down in the 1,000 block of Cultural Park Boulevard South. Officers also found car parts at the scene matching the Kia. Another officer noted airbag deployment marks on Robeson's arms.
A lot of detective work here. Yeah,
indicating she had been in a crash. The officer continues, I asked McKenzie if she would like to take a breath test. She said, no, I'm not even drunk.
Why would I take a breath test? I'm not even drunk.
She apparently, according to the
stupid.
Yeah, according to the officers, she declined at least twice.
Oh,
the officer, after her declining a breathalyzer test, then closed the door of the patrol car.
For the best.
With Robeson once again beginning to thrash and scream. So this is thrashing and screaming incident number two.
Well, it's quite simple to understand. The police aren't allowing her to have her way.
Yeah.
Do they not understand
this? Let me tell you something. Someone like her, 22 years old, the worst word you can tell somebody like that is the word no. They'll lose their minds. And I don't care who it is.
And this
tell
is,
them no.
This is something that has changed. It used to be you'd expect a guy to be a jerk. You expected more from a lady. Not anymore.
Not anymore. On the way, now that they got her in the squad car and she's screaming and thrashing, on the way to the jail, she began to bang her head into the partition.
Oh, God. Is this ever going to end?
The officer pulled over, ordered her to stop. She didn't. So the officer hit her with some pepper spray.
All polluted.
Oh. She then stopped banging her head, but with that pepper spray, screamed louder. She used...
So it motivated her.
Yeah. She used bottled water to decontaminate her and then asked if she was injured. She said she thought her leg was broken.
From the pepper spray.
Yeah, medics examined her and said, No, she's not injured. She, McKenzie, remained at the Lee County Jail on seven charges, including hit and run, leaving the scene of a crash involving damage, and resisting arrest. She had a $2,500 bond set on three charges and no bond on the other four. She's due in court June 25th. Sweetheart, McKenzie, no. No. Watch them. Watch them. I don't care if it's a McKenzie, a Brittany, Sheila. No. Watch
no.
out.
No, you stop that.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to leave here now and go home. No. Watch them lose their minds. I'm going out with my friends and I'm going to hang out all night, as she tells her boyfriend. And he looks at her and says, no.
Watch oh, this her, is the beginning
her,
of a
watch her lose her mind
of a lifetime of altercations.
Yeah.
I want to call upon, in a similar vein, I want to call upon Judge Stan.
Yes.
Because you don't need to know the facts. All you need to do is to see a mugshot to know whether to set them free or throw away the key.
Sure.
I want to show you this picture.
Okay.
Can you come over here for just a second?
Come over.
I'll show you two pictures. I'll show you the mugshot and then a candid.
She's beautiful. And I know the story.
What about yep. you like that?
She's a little cutie, a little hottie.
Yeah.
I think she's 20.
Yep.
And she did a horrible thing, but I think the two boys she was with goaded her into doing it.
See, that's what they count on.
Because if you've seen a picture
and that story,
of the two boys.
And that story that you just did, if there'd been two boys involved there, she would have been able to push it off on them.
Yep.
The picture I just showed Stan
is of a hottie.
A picture of 20-year-old Blaine Manal. She lives in Louisiana. And the reason she has a mugshot, she photographs very well.
Very well.
She's been arrested for the murder of a 46-year-old man. Second-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
The man was beaten to death.
Yep.
During a brawl on a sandbar at West Pearl River. Cute little Blaine. She works as a veterinary assistant at a pet hospital. She loves animals.
Yeah, she loves animals. She's got animals at home,
people not so much.
Yeah.
She's in there on $250,000
bail. Yeah, second degree.
And she had two guys with her.
Yeah,
and
they were the instigators.
They were charged as well.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
And it's horrific. It's horrific.
The victim, the 46-year-old guy, according to the witnesses, they were out there probably partying.
Yep.
And were throwing bottles in the river. This 46-year-old guy is one of those. He likes to fish. He likes the environment. And said, hey, can you stop throwing those bottles in the river? They responded by giving him a beatdown. And what they didn't know, this guy was fresh out of the hospital from brain surgery.
Yep.
Still had the staples in his head.
Yep, and they beat him silly and killed him because he was picking up and telling him to stop throwing bottles into the river. That little pixie is in big trouble.
And that little pixie, when I look at her and I look at the guys that she's with.
Yeah, they're dirtbags.
What's going on there?
I don't know. That's why I said when I saw that story, I went, oh, no, oh, no. And then I scrolled down a little farther and saw the dirtbag she was hanging out with. And I'm like, how are you hanging out with? You're a veterinary assistant. You like animals.
Yeah, you love animals, and you just killed a man.
Yeah, well, she's under 21. They probably had the beer and the pot and the pill.
And the pill.
Whatever pill it might
be. Yeah, the boys are 21 and 22.
They're the ones that bought.
She
likes the taste of beer.
But, Stan?
Yeah.
She's the one charged with murder.
Wow.
The boys charged with, one of them charged with second-degree manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was charged with one count of disturbing the peace. He's already out of jail.
Because what happened?
She was the ringleader.
Oh. Well, a ringleader or Trump. Here, and I don't know, I wasn't there.
She's the only one charged with murder.
They all need to be, because she was under 21, they bought her the beer. She got a little crazy drinking that
beer.
She
killed him.
And they start, and the man.
Will you listen to yourself? Because she's got a pretty face.
And the man started yelling at those three. And, you know, you get a couple of drinks and a girl, they start getting wild. She can't, she's 20. She can't. And so she gets, and killed him. Now, look, I see the picture of her and I say, aw, she needs to be thrown in jail and given proper rehabilitation. Now, I'm not saying lock away and throw away the key. That's too young of a beautiful life to throw away. Now, those two dirtbags, whatever the charge, manslaughter and misdemeanor thing.
The other one's extent. One of them's already out of jail. The other one faces lesser charges than she did.
Yeah, she can't handle drinking.
Well, the point of it is, when it becomes an option to you to go and physically attack someone, like that seems like a reasonable response,
mm-hmm.
You have no idea who you're attacking. Because I'm looking at this guy,
yeah,
and solid looking guy
yep.
out there holding up the big redfish, but he just yep. came out of brain surgery.
He's got an open brain.
You don't know that. You have no idea.
2779600. We've got our dining deal, Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine. We have $20 to Subway. We have $50 to the Pewter Mug. We have, and I guess this is the way that Aaron Walker and the gang want it titled down there at Naples Nissan. More than happy to do it. A complimentary auto health check from Naples Nissan that includes oil change, brake check, top off the fluids, and a tire rotation, plus multi-point inspection for free. And we've got HD Tuner, Miracle Tickets, Haney Bobblehead signed by me. 2779600. We got a couple of minutes here.
I wonder if she's remorseful or if she's simply remorseful that she got caught.
Yes, there's the, yep, because somebody told her no. 2779600.
The hell is going on?
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Gary down in Naples. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Gary. Gary, how are you?
Sounds real positive.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, we all should be positive. We are making America great again.
Yes.
And I felt safe this morning like I haven't felt in a long time. Because whatever these liberal millennials think, we were in a very, very dangerous situation. But now I think everything is kind of smoothed over.
Thank you.
Well,
we're
making America great again against their will, sir.
Yep. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? I'm sorry.
That sounded like a phone fart.
No, it's the line not connecting. And it'll go and give me that, like, do-do-do-do-do-do if I keep it open. No, just a dial tone.
D-Train one sweep, active scans. Let's find the interference.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Hi, who's this?
This is Bob in Naples.
Bob, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, thank you. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
But I think I may have had McKenzie in the back seat of my Jeep last night.
Oh, lucky you.
Well, no, not really. I'm an Uber driver. And she's...
handful?
Got her feet on the back of my seat, and I've got high heels digging in to the back of my shoulders. So
it's your Uber. Did you tell her put your feet down, cupcake?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was telling her that, and there was an old guy with her. There was three. It was actually four people. There was two young girls, a young guy, and a guy that they called Grandpa.
2779600.
I don't think I could handle being an Uber driver.
No, and I don't think it was McKenzie anyway, because she's...
She likes to drive herself.
Yeah, and she's got no bond on a couple of things. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is John from Cape Coral.
Hey, John, how are you?
All right, how you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Listen, a couple things. One, about that girl that had the accident at Cape Coral. That was right around the bend for me. And I'm wondering how they got her with leaving the scene, because she did stop. I know it was... a little farther away.
It was way down the road. They had to follow the gouges.
They just followed the trail of debris.
The gouges, yeah,
the gouges in the road, the stop signs, the trees.
Automobile failure does not count the same as stopping.
Yeah, automobile failure does not count the same as stopping.
That's true. Hey, the real reason I'm calling though about Trump, you know, I agree with you guys. This is incredible what he's done over
it's pretty
in
amazing.
Singapore. Amazing. And, you know, all my liberal friends on the internet, they're not, you know, talking about what a great job he's done. But I don't know if you guys talked about it yesterday or not, what happened with the Tony Awards with that actor.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
Robert De Niro.
It's insane.
Unbelievable.
But that's okay. But that's okay. Imagine
if somebody said that when Obama was in the White House.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I started thinking about that. And again, it's not surprising. Tony Awards, Broadway, all this. But to go and make a comment like that on national television in front of millions of people against a sitting president of the United States. Imagine what would have happened not just Obama, but any of the other presidents before him within modern times. Because before then, people had a little bit of decorum and would never do anything like that. Plus, there wasn't TV. But to go and say something like that about any president, right now, they would be nonstop coverage on how his career is done. His career is done. And I already see on Facebook and all that, you know, big buddy of Harvey Weinstein. They hung out, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yep.
And hey, it's De Niro, man. It's good. Bull crap. Inappropriate. Wrong. And he should be raked over the coals just like anybody else had it been the other way. Sorry, folks. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. It's Pete. How you guys been?
Hey, Pete, where have you been?
Little odds and ends, doing a running around, not being able to call. But got my wife good this Saturday.
Hey, good job.
Good for you. Got her good, huh?
Went to the gun show. Well, I mean, inactive grenade. Brought it home. She thought it was real. She did her studying about 2 o'clock in the morning. She wakes me up, punches me in the arm, and calls me an a-hole.
That's too bad.
It was funny.
Yeah, it's life in the big city, huh?
Yep. We got to take a break. Do we have word from what's going on over there? He's going to be called. Okay. Mike Chiannopoulos is in court. He's going to be phoning in. You can still call. You can still text us your questions for Mike Chiannopoulos. This just goes to show you, he's working his butt off.
Mm-hmm.
He's in court and tells the judge, "Your Honor, I need a recess so that he can go and do his radio segment with us." And he does it for you. 277-9600, family law, child support, alimony, visitation with your kids. It's summertime. Who gets the kids now that school's out and you're having a problem with that? Criminal, DUI, veterans issues, landlord issues, mortgage issues. He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He's an attorney. We'll take your phone calls next.
And why is he here?
Because he can help.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's Tuesday afternoon. That means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Well, you say to yourself, you're driving around, you're sitting at your office, you're going, well, what's going on? Well, he's an attorney. And as you're sitting there,
maybe you've damaged the roadway. Yep. And taken out stop signs.
You're sitting
there. Thrashing about.
You've done something, or somebody's doing something to you, or you feel like you're being given the shaft. You need to talk to somebody. Here's the thing that most people don't know. If you think somebody's going to come after you, if you think you got a family dispute, rest assured the other person has a lawyer. And
probably
they're already maneuvering.
Probably has had a lawyer for 6 to 8 months.
Yep. And you are like, well, what do? Who do I call?
I'm stupid. I'm an honest person.
Well, Mike Chiannopoulos says, you know what? I'm going to come in on Tuesdays. And I'm going to help you. If you've got a question, you suspect somebody, you know that you've been done wrong. You got summertime right now. Has that ex-wife got the kids when you're supposed to have them?
See, here's why you need an attorney. And I agree with Stan. He believes that when you go to court, he should simply be able to acknowledge the judge, look at the person that he's in dispute with, and say, I wouldn't do that to you. Why would you do that to me?
Yep, and we're going to have to let a judge decide it. But guess what? You want to have somebody representing you.
That knows what they're up to.
277-9600. If you'd like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos on the phone, if you don't have immediate access or time to talk on the phone, you can text him a question.
That works great.
Yep. 239-2323 on the Absolute Law text line. Just add the area code like you're texting anybody else, 239-277-9600.
Does the star 96 on the GTE mobile
net
still work
anymore?
Oh.
You got to just like you're texting on your smartphone. 239-277-9600 for Mike Chiannopoulos. He's in court today, so he is on via the phone. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, guys. You know, Tuesday is my favorite day, and I hate to miss it, but I literally asked Judge Schreiber if she could take a break so that I
could
call in and talk to everybody.
Yep.
Well, make sure you, you thank the judge for it.
She's a good judge.
277.
Yes, so I think she's great. We'll know at the end of the day.
Absolutely. 277-9600.
She's great for now.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought today was the day that you were traveling.
No. That'll be next Tuesday. I'll be in parts unknown, but I will call in from outside of the United States.
Absolutely. We've got a few calls that D-Train is screening right now. 277-9600. If you'd like to text Mike
that might
a
be
question.
Best. For today.
Which might be a way to do it. We'll try a couple of phone calls if they come in. But 239-277-9600. What, are you on a payphone outside the courtroom?
No, I'm literally, I stepped outside the courtroom in the hallway. I'm on my cell phone. The judge said she would take a break so that I could call in. And I also wanted to tell anybody, listen, if you don't get to talk to me today, 239-ASK-MIKE. After 5, just press 6. I'll take your calls anytime this evening if you need help and I didn't get to you. I'm sorry
right.
I'm not there.
No problem. Line 1, we have Lori standing by. Lori, you're on with Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Stan.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Lori. Go ahead.
My daughter is a recipient of a trust fund from, and I think it's set up in Massachusetts, and my husband, he passed away. His brother is running the trust. Another brother and his wife called me a couple months ago, and saying that they think that it's rather a large trust, and it involves a house worth $2 million on Cape Cod Bay. And she thinks he's gotten my daughter, who was the only heir to her father, off the house.
Okay.
Is there something you can help me with if I call and make an appointment?
Yeah, call and make an appointment. Let's talk on the phone. And what happens is, if anybody else out there is listening to this too, you simply can demand a full accounting from the trustee to show exactly what the trust assets are and what's been done with them when you're the beneficiary. So you can request that on behalf of your daughter if she's not 18, or she can request it if she is 18 and they have to do it.
Yeah, she's 21 now, but we didn't know if we should go to Boston to get an attorney or if we could get somebody here to handle it.
I think start out with talking to me, and if I can help from here, I will. If not, I do have a sister who's a lawyer in Boston.
Oh,
good. Is she as tenacious as you?
Actually, she's my big sister, and she pushes me around a lot.
Oh, excellent.
All right, Lori.
Well, and I just want to say, Stan and Haney, every time I get in the car, I go, right, if it's this time frame, I work as a nurse at night. And you guys make me laugh. You make my dad laugh, my uncle laugh.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lori.
Bye. There goes Lori. That's a nice call.
Nice lady. 277-9600.
Before we go to our Phil, who's on hold, I got one on the Absolute Law text line, Mike, and this is an interesting one. He says, "Hello, Mike. My wife was attending online college. A few weeks into it, they said they have zero information on her after we already paid $300. The college is dragging its feet even after we supplied the bank statement showing that we made payment to them. They then sent us a bill for $3,000.
Oh.
The entire cost of the class is $500. So can we do anything about this?"
Yeah, absolutely. I would start by calling the Attorney General and getting the information to their website where you need to go fill out a complaint
That's absolute fraud. And if working with the Attorney General isn't aggressive enough, isn't getting it done, call me and we'll talk about going to sue them for fraud. That's outrageous.
You know, that's one of those things that I would think would be, so many people would like to use an online college, and most of them are good and reputable, and you can check on them. But there's always got to be that thing in the back of your head. You're online on a computer signing up for something, and you don't know 100%.
It's a university without walls.
Yeah, a university without walls. That's got to be scary, especially for somebody that might be going back to school that they haven't done it in 20 years.
I guess it's a university without a billing department.
Yeah. Here's Phil on line two. Oh, Phil's gone. Something's happened there, that line two. Phil, please call back. 277-9600. I'm sorry, Phil, that you got cut off. Our lines get a little goofy. 277-9600. Hold on. Here we got another one. Absolute Law text line. Mike, my ex-wife left me for a child molester.
Oh,
he's now in prison, and way back then, she stuck up for him and didn't side with my daughter.
Oh, God.
Let me see. Hold on, because it keeps...
That's horrible.
It keeps rolling down the deal. Let me see if I can find the question here. He got didn't side with the daughter, threatened him, and my ex got a lifetime restraining order, all of this. Does this stop me? Oh, does this stop him from owning a firearm?
If it's still a lifetime restraining order, yes, it probably will.
Okay.
He can go back and get this straightened out, given what she did. Damn. And I thought my ex-wife leaving me for another woman was bad.
Man, that's brutal.
You know, but you see that a lot.
It's not true, but I like to tell everybody.
Yeah, you see that a lot. You know, they'll defend them right down to the end that it's a complete misunderstanding when they even get sent away themselves.
But yet, when it's somebody like Good Guy Stan, they say he should rot in hell.
Yeah. Here's
pay or appear. Pay or appear.
Here's Carla on line one. Carla, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
You're Carla, or are you Carl?
I'm Carla. I'm a woman.
Oh,
with a
I'm sorry,
voice.
Ma'am. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Dare you speak to Carla like that?
I
swear.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, my apologies. We're all smokers here.
You're going to come kick your ass
anyway. I'm sorry, Carla. Go ahead with Mike.
Okay, I have a question. I had an attorney in Minnesota. I was in a car accident in 2003. I've had neck surgery and back surgery. During this proceeding, he ended up in jail for laundering money selling marijuana.
He being the guy that hit you?
He being the guy that hit you?
Did what?
Who was the guy that was laundering money and selling marijuana?
My attorney. I will not say his name.
What?
It was my attorney. He ended up in jail. He's still in prison.
Come on. Today is just
Carla,
man.
Go ahead. Mike can hear you. Ask your question.
I'm wondering if there is anything I can do against him, because he forwarded me to a different attorney, and they said I had to settle for this when I was supposed to get so much more. And I don't even know where to go, who to turn to, and what to do. And I got out of that state, and I moved down here.
The first place you would go to is the Minnesota Bar.
Okay.
And look into filing
law bar
there if you're attorney.
Law bar, yep, I know. Okay.
Case. And then maybe if you had any malpractice insurance, that's where I would look next. But I would go to the Minnesota Bar first, file a formal complaint, and then I would talk to them about it, and they could probably put you in touch with a malpractice lawyer.
Mike, if he was laundering money, what do you think the chances are that he kept his insurance up to date?
Probably pretty good, because he was paying for it in cash.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. This sounds a little juicy exciting for me.
All right, there you
I
go.
I appreciate it.
There you go,
have
Carla.
Have a
wonderful day.
Carla.
Bye,
boy,
Carla.
We're getting some crazy stuff today.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Here's Brad, line two. Brad, go ahead. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
Hey, guys.
question I have, I have an 11-year-old stepdaughter. I don't have custody of her, technically. My wife does. We've been married for about 7 years, and I've had her for 7 years. She, my stepdaughter, has not even had contact with her real father in about 6.5 years. Do I still need permission from him to adopt her, or is there a way around that?
Well, yes, you need to give him notice. The adoption statutes require that you give all birth parents notice. Now, there's a couple of things you can do. He can not answer, which is the best thing that could happen because it won't cost you any money and you just go forward with the step-parent adoption. If he answers, though, you can also come at it with abandonment because he hasn't spoken to her in so long or made contact with her in so long, et cetera. So call my office, 239-ASK-MIKE, and they're going to give you a good friend of mine, and all she does is adoption, and she's really good at it, and she'll be able to help you out with that.
All right.
All right.
You're a good man.
Thank you.
Stand-up guy.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, I'm a teacher. Should I be worried about getting a medical marijuana card in the state of Florida?
Well, that all depends on your employer. You know, some private schools will say that you can't do it, and if you do that, you're positive for marijuana, then, you know, you can't teach. The public schools are going to have a harder time with that if you have a valid medical marijuana prescription and you test within the limits of your prescription. So this is all touchy-feely new law. We're all trying to feel our way through it.
That's really weird. So they test the level in your blood?
No, they test the level in your urine. They can also test the level by hair follicle or by fingernail or toenail clippings as well.
And that's
give you
bizarre.
And a level. Now, if you know, anything less than 10 nanograms is not positive, and then there are levels based upon how often you're prescribed use of that substance.
Mike, one more here before you have to get back into court. This is from Brian on the Absolute Law text line. Mike, about 5 years back, I split with my girlfriend and moved out of the apartment we were living in. And before I did, I went to the office and notified for my name to be taken off the lease. They said it would be taken off in a few days. Come to find out, she got a, I guess his name is still on the lease and they're looking to come after him. I mean, how does he get his name off the lease?
Well, he doesn't. It's a contract. He entered into a contract. The contract says he was going to pay rent on that place for X number of months. They're jointly and severally liable in the state of Florida, meaning the landlord can get all the money from one person or all the money from the other or half from each, doesn't care. The landlord gets his money. If you have to pay it and your deal with her was you moved out and she was going to have to pay the whole rent, then you got to pay the landlord and go get your money back from her.
He goes on to say that he never received the paperwork, and, of course, he did not get a copy for himself. And he said now, he says it makes it absolutely hell to go find another place to rent because that's on the records.
Yeah. If it's in a local court, 239 Ask Mike, I'll see what I can do to help you. You know, sometimes we can work with the landlord. You're going to have to pay him something, and we can then show it's released and the contract was satisfied, et cetera. That'll help you out.
See, it doesn't even matter. Even if you avoid marriage, they'll still manage to entrap you.
Yeah, if you're on that lease.
Here's the problem, Haney. He believed the promise of a woman.
You
red flag right there.
You are available 24/7. People just need to pick up the phone. God forbid something happens to them. They need to get in touch with you. They might be in jail. They might need something emergency-wise. You're always available.
I'm always available. 239 Ask Mike. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6. It comes right to my cell phone. And for Haney, you don't even have to pay a jizya to get to talk to
me. He's doing.
He can't get past
he's
that.
He's doing the people's business right here. Mike, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you from parts unknown next week.
You will indeed. Thank you, gentlemen.
There he goes. Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, 239 Ask Mike.
And we thank the nice judge.
Yes, for allowing him a brief recess. We're going to take a break.
We had some whoppers today.
And I want to apologize to Carla. It was my bad on that. You've got a very deep voice, Carla. And it fooled me.
And Carla's attorney is in jail for money laundering and drug dealing.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a spot to be in.
Got to go to that, Minnesota bar.
The law bar. The
law bar. We'll be
back. Stizzle and Hizzle in the after nizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch.
Yeah.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you your first look at traffic in just a second here. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. 30 minutes away from Stan's Name That Movie. Today's topic, movies with cities in their title. Cities or towns. And we got five of them. And we got some nice prizes, including tickets to go see Weezer, Adventure Island. Boy, a lot of good stuff. Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine. Adventure Island with their new ride, Vanish Point.
Are you sure about that?
Nope. Sure not. Also, we were talking earlier about it, talking yesterday about it, but today got some news. I went to an art class on Friday, put up this.
Well, I wouldn't. You can't say this, but I can.
Okay.
It may have been an art class for other people.
Right.
I think for you, it was an exhibition.
Yep.
Talent.
I don't disagree with you.
I know you don't.
And we've.
You're very proud of that.
Yep. We've placed this artwork on eBay. You can access it by going to stanandhaney.com or our Facebook page. And so far, I think we got like 34 bids on it. It's up to like $147.50. Still got like a week and a half to go on the thing. And earlier today, Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan notified me that whoever wins it, whatever the final selling price is, he'll triple it with a check from Naples Nissan, and all that money, 100% of it, is going to go to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund to help the troops. So place a bid. Let's see if we can get that as high as we possibly can. It's tax deductible. You're contributing to a charity. And Aaron Walker and the gang at Naples Nissan said, we'll triple that amount, whatever the winning bid is.
And we'll hold them to it.
Darn right we will. We're not playing games around. It's for the troops. So thank you for your bidding. Let's see. We got, again, I think there's like 8 days and some change left on it. So we'll see how high that can go. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. I want to say that this is at Coconut Point. It's in Estero. Crash. Mediterranean Drive, right in front of the Five Below. You ever been into that Five Below?
What's that?
You know, they got these Dollar Trees. Five Below is everything is under $5.
Everything?
Everything is under $5 at a Five Below.
Well, how can they afford rent and
volume,
Coconut Point?
Volume. We also have another crash, Fort Myers, Metro Parkway, and Danley Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's going to give you today's headlines right now.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Including Jeff Bezos' horrible, horrible secret. We have a list.
I love lists.
The top 10 signs that someone has their life together.
Ah! Hopefully you can check most of them off.
Mm-hmm. We will have some fast food and chain news for you. Pitbull saved a family from fire and tried to drag a baby out by the diaper. They get a bad rap, those pit bulls.
They do, because they got a big head and a biting force that's incredible.
It really is. It's who raises them.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Some of the sweetest dogs I've ever met were pit bulls. Some of the meanest dogs I ever met were pit bulls.
With a pit bull, nobody, you put that at the top, but your Dobermans.
Well, their brain shrinks, doesn't it? The Doberman?
Well, they're on the smarter end of the spectrum.
But then their brain shrinks and they go crazy.
A Doberman's brain shrinks?
Yeah.
And that's what makes them go crazy?
Yeah, look that up, D-Train.
Okay.
You remember it was a big craze. Probably about 10 years ago, people making products out of squirrel glands.
Yes, yep.
Now there's a new trend starting. There's a new whiskey flavored with beaver anus. I wonder if it's like squirrel glands.
I don't know. What was the name of that company? Piney River?
Something like that, yeah. We have a tremendous tattoo fail for you.
Ugh.
When the woman realized what she'd done, her response was one word. It starts with an F. And finally, who wins the fight? Naked man with a rake or angry man with a hammer?
Ah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We look forward each and every day at this time with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's going to be a good day. Speaking of good days, June is National Celibacy Awareness Month.
Wow.
Well, huh.
Yeah.
Stan and I are both big believers in celibacy. We trade off. It's my turn right now.
Mm-hmm.
Find out why celibacy is the way to go with today's list of the
top
best things about being celibate.
Top best things about being celibate.
It's a better excuse for not getting laid than I work in radio.
You never touch me.
You'll never, ever have to worry about losing your job due to some Me Too nonsense. Well, that leaves for the ladies. Your vagina is always free to smuggle drugs. Condoms are expensive.
Mm.
Babies even more so.
I'm a male.
Yeah. Yep.
Cold showers really cut down on energy bills. You can relate to your married friends.
Wait just a dang minute.
Oh, you take it easy there, buddy.
You can brag about how you're keeping your New Year's resolution of not disappointing women.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top best thing about being celibate.
Yes.
Just think of the thousands of dollars you'll save every week on prostitutes.
Big tiny river cologne, a barnyardy bouquet of Belgian endive and squirrel glands. Guaranteed to tease and please the ladies.
When I was a youngster, I'd take my old Ivor Johnson shotgun down to the
Tweed Bottoms just off the Big Piney River and walk an old logging trail where gray squirrels were abundant. Occasionally, I'd spot one moving by slowly, but when I'd reach a certain spot on a rocky hillside, I'd find a comfortable boulder and sit still long enough to be taken for part of the rock. Within 10 minutes, gray squirrels would have forgotten there was an intruder and begin moving about. When one presented a good shot within 30 yards or so, the old shotgun would roar, and the forest would be still again. I'll never forget that smell. I always said, by golly, if somebody could bottle that smell, they'd make $1 million. Well, I'll be damned if the good people at Tropical Industries didn't beat me to it. Splash some on tonight. Big Piney River cologne for men and Big Piney River toilet water for women from Squirrel Gland.
That's it, baby.
Yeah. I think on the other one they had the jingle.
Yep.
Email.
From Tropical Treat.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with squirrel glands? I don't get it.
I don't know. Tropical Treat. That's the...
From your hands that, down to your feet,
yeah,
is that what it is?
That's what put the...
Do we have that one?
Big. I think we do, don't we?
I just happen to have pulled that one out of a best of a while back.
Let me see.
I just happen to have it in my board.
Hold on, I might have it.
Because that wasn't the only thing they made with squirrel glands.
Wait a second. Let me find this. Hold on. I got it. Just hold on.
Now they're making whiskey out of the beaver anus.
Yeah, it's in the news today. I don't know, this Big Piney River stuff, this was ahead of its time. There it is.
Tropical Industries, I think, is a company. Yep.
It's a chemical industry. Let me see, I think I got it. I'm 99% sure.
96.1%
sure. Let me see. Dun, 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 dun!
La da 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 da.
Ah, yes, here it is. Let me move this here, and then
squirrel glands.
Yeah, hold on, I got it right here. Right there, put a little stop in there.
Yep.
I think this is the one with the jingle. I think it is.
Introducing Tropical Treat, the only all-organic, lime-scented air freshener made exclusively from squirrel glands. It's like a tropical tea party under the Caribbean stars. Your friends and family will wonder how you ever got your home to smell so good. But you'll know, it's the magic of squirrel glands. So pick up Tropical Treat today. It's squirrel glands fresh.
Tropical Treat, Tropical Treat, you feel it to your heads and feet.
That was...
Yeah.
They had that animated squirrel.
Yeah, that was the animated squirrel.
Big buck teeth.
Oh, God.
Tail flipping.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. This email, ahoy at standandhandy.com.
I still don't understand how squirrel glands are tropical.
Well, I don't know either, and we're going to find out about beaver glands here in a second. This from Scatter.
That's what you call him.
Yeah, this was from a while back. And this one, he actually makes sense. Watch this. He was talking about a topic we were talking about a couple of weeks ago about the girl that tried out for the cheerleading team and they all made the team. Everybody gets to be on the cheerleading team. How about now everyone who tries out for a team gets to be on it? No matter what, just so they don't feel bad. This is an epidemic going around now for all different things that require some effort and skill. I think it needs to be broadened. Anyone who calls in during one of your silly games should be awarded a prize whether they guess the correct answer or not. Just because an answer is not on your list, Stan, does not mean the caller is wrong. The caller made an effort and an attempt by dialing 7 digits on their phone to make a guess. And just for that, should be awarded a prize. Whether it's correct, yes or not, they tried, and that makes them a winner. Signed, Scatter. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Well, under Jesus. Under Scatter's rules, I'm announcing today that I know a lot of people have been waiting for this. Dolphins fans wondering when's somebody going to come in that can fill Marino's shoes. I'm going to be quarterbacking the Miami Dolphins this year.
Because Haney identifies as a Dolphin quarterback.
Yep, and one of the all-time greats.
The Guardian.
I identify as a Hall of Fame quarterback, Stan.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, once again, we really enjoyed the way back yesterday. Thank you. So, George Soros owns part of Justify?
15%.
Is there anything that evil bastard doesn't have his hand in?
No.
So, guys, Trump and Little Kim have signed an agreement on the denuclearization of North Korea, which obviously is a huge step in the right direction. Of course, you have certain people criticizing what has happened without even knowing exactly what's in that agreement. They have to remember this isn't a Clinton and or Obama deal, both of which gave money to try and make a deal happen. Clinton, over $3 million to North Korea, or Obama laundering over $1 billion, then shipping it to Iran in the middle of the night on pallets. We all want the threat of nuclear war gone, but the process is going to be a marathon, not a sprint. So everybody calm down. Give Trump and his team, who in my opinion are the best in history, to make it all work out. And if you think that they and Trump are going to let Kim take advantage, you're dead wrong. So thank you, President Trump, for trying to make the world safer for all of us, even your critics. You guys are the best.
He's done it again!
Would you agree with me that it's pretty clear at this point that no matter what Donald Trump does, he will be criticized and vilified for it.
Let me just
say, he could announce the cure for cancer tomorrow, and they'd poke holes in it.
When he did that letter back to Kim saying, it's off, all of your Democrats, he missed a valuable opportunity. He may live to regret that, where he acted so childish and called it off. He missed a valuable opportunity to sit. Now there that he did do it, well, we don't quite know what's going on. That's why they keep throwing the G7 out there. Distract. Trudeau, one brow. We'll be back. Stan's Name That Movie is next.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to check traffic here in just a second. And then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. I'll go over the prizes. But before we do any of that, let me set the stage for you. And it was a listener that sent us this video with sound. It's evening. Driving down a multi-lane road in Cape Coral, Florida. And a car is going down the street with its windows down. And somebody decides that they're going to get their phone out and find out exactly what this person is doing as they're going down a street at night in Cape Coral with something just blaring out of their car. Roll 'em.
Standing by.
Yep.
Any minute now.
El Camino.
Yeah.
wife laughing at him. Laughing
Woo,
at him.
Baby.
Yeah, laughing at him. That's Dave. That's Dave the Waterman driving at night in Cape Coral with his windows down, singing to his song.
Oh, my God. Roll that again.
And it is the most pathetic, most ridiculous thing.
El Camino.
He's fist pumping the whole time.
Yeah, of course. What an idiot. What a bonehead.
Why do you say that?
He does that here, too, you know.
What?
He'll just sit in his car and play.
And listen to El Camino?
Yep. And he's driving out. I'm heading to my car like on a Friday after work, and his car drives by. He's just keeps playing it.
Stan.
What a
Should I upload that for everyone to
Yes.
Sure. What a bonehead.
Stan, why do you say he's a bonehead? He wrote that song like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Again, bonehead.
And it was his only opportunity to go into the studio and record it. He treasures that.
Right. And plays it over and over and rolls the windows down, disturbing the peace in Cape Coral.
Oh, yeah.
K-Rock traffic.
Yes. A couple of things on the board. Both in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Michael G. Rippey Parkway and South Tamiami Trail.
The people filming that are just laughing
at them. Fort Myers, also a crash in the 7,000 block of Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date.
How does that song go, Stan?
Sally liked to ride in the El Camino. What a...
She liked to
drink. She liked do drug. Stan's name that movie. Five movie clips.
She liked to drink.
She liked do drug.
In the El Camino.
In the El Camino. What the... We do this on Tuesdays. Five movie clips. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. Today's topic, films with a city or town in their title. Each one of these movies has a city or town in there. If you're the first person to answer correctly, these prizes are available. Winner's choice. Pair of tickets to go see Weezer and the Pixies at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. We have a pair of tickets to Adventure Island in Tampa, the water park, to go try out Vantage Point. $20 to Subway. $50 to Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine in Cape Coral. Maybe you'd like a complimentary auto health check from Naples Nissan. Oil change, brake check, top off the fluids, tire rotation, multi-point inspection. How about an HD tuner for your car? How about tickets to a miracle game of your choice? We have a Haney bobblehead signed by me. Haney won't touch it. And we also have $50 to the pewter mug. All of these movies have a city or town in their name. Movie clip number one will release the phones after the clip has played, has been remade, but the original is still the best. Name this movie.
Wait
a second.
Why is she involved?
I swear to God, I thought I had it in there.
Must be a Netflix movie.
Yeah. It's all about Hillary. Here it is. Name this movie. We'll release the phones after we play the clip. Cities, towns, name it.
David!
What?
Now, I'm really sorry to be upsetting you, but I have to warn you.
Warn me?
We were attacked by a werewolf.
I'm not listening to this.
On the moors. We were attacked by a lycanthrope. A werewolf. I was murdered. An unnatural death. And now I walk the earth in limbo until the werewolf's curse is lifted.
Shut up.
The wolf's bloodline must be severed. The last remaining werewolf must be destroyed. It's you, David.
What?
Please believe me. You'll kill people.
Nurse!
Listen to me!
Nurse!
The supernatural, the power of darkness, it's all true. The undead surround me. Have you ever talked to a corpse? It's boring. I'm lonely. Take your life, David. Kill yourself. Before you kill others. Please don't cry. Beware the moon, David.
Name the movie 277-9600. It's all about movies that have a city or town in their title. Ahoy, who's this?
Carmine.
Carmine.
Hey, Big Ragu.
Name it.
American Werewolf in London.
You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
You know what? I've never been to the pewter mug. I'd like to try it.
Done. Hold on. 50 to the pewter mug. We are up to movie clip number 2. These are movies with a town, city in their name. Name this movie.
We can't accept that.
I didn't give it to you. I gave it to your son. He worked for me.
That's right. My son. And I don't want my son involved in what goes on here.
Involved in what? What are you talking about?
Please, I'm not a stupid man, okay? Please, I'm not stupid. You know what I'm talking about. Just stay away from my son, okay?
Hey, you stay right over here. See, why don't you go outside? I want to talk to your father.
I'll speak to my own son. Claudio, wait outside.
First of all, I respect you, Lorenzo. You're a stand-up guy. We're from the same neighborhood. But don't ever talk to me like that again. I tell your son to go to school, to go to college.
You don't understand. It's not what you say. It's what he sees. It's the clothes, it's the cars, it's the money, it's everything. He tried to throw away his baseball cards the other day because he said Mickey Mantle will never pay my rent.
He said that to you?
That's not funny. Not funny when your 9-year-old kid has a bigger bank account than you do.
I offered you a job, but you said no to me.
That's right, and I say no now. Just leave my son alone, please.
Hey! Don't you see how I treat that kid? I treat that kid like he's my son.
He ain't your son. He's my son.
He's what?
He's my son.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
I'm not afraid of you.
Well, you should be.
I know who you are, Sonny. I know what you're capable of, and I would never step out of line. You could ask anybody in this neighborhood who knows me. But this time you're wrong. You don't fool with a man's family. This is my son, not yours.
What are you going to do, fight
you
me?
You stay away from my
get
son.
Get out of here before I give you a fucking slap.
You just stay you away from my son.
Go ahead.
I don't care. Get
out of here. Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steve.
Well, let me tell you right now, get off of the speakerphone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Steve.
Steve. Steve.
He's a little sassy with
yep,
you.
Yep, I'm almost ready not to take it. What's the movie?
A New York Story?
No.
Yeah, a lot of sass.
Yeah, a lot of sarcasm. Ahoy, who's this?
He is a little sassy.
All right, turn your radio down, sport.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your first name?
Doug.
Doug, name the movie.
A Bronx Tale.
It is A Bronx Tale. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What'd you have for Two Sisters in Cape Coral?
Yeah, it's Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine in Cape Coral.
Yeah, I'll try that.
All right. Hold on. Movie clip number 3. This is all about towns and cities in the title. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Name this movie.
They were doing construction at 2:30 in the morning. They won't answer the door. I can't use my key to get in because they changed all the locks.
I don't appreciate foul language, sir.
May I say something? My friend is a sculptor, and he was working a little late last night. I'm very sorry if he kept anyone up.
You back off!
Look, he hasn't even paid his rent. Ask him!
Apparently, there has been a mix-up in the wire transfer of my money to San Francisco. I'm sorry.
They've moved in there. They've changed all the locks, so I can't see what he and his little buddy are destroying.
Lease.
He hasn't paid the rent or even a security deposit.
Take it easy.
Look, I can handle this, Patty.
Fine.
Listen. I understand why Mr. Goodman is upset. His bank lost my money. I was out of town. The man's caught in the middle. I don't even want to file a complaint. But I don't understand why he wouldn't want to give me the opportunity to straighten things out unless he's found someone he'd rather rent to.
Such bull!
Look, let's take a walk.
Hey.
I just want the guy to pay his rent.
Hey.
Cool it down.
Hey.
What?
Cut that dog up.
What
you did is against the law.
Well, my other tenants.
Listen, Patty, I'm truly sorry it's come to this. The bank assures me that the money's been sent. I don't think Drake.
I'd like you to not talk to me.
Listen to me. Listen.
I just want the guy the hell out of my house.
Well, then you better listen to me, or he's going to be so far up your butt you're going to be picking him out your nose.
Hey.
Now, I want you to turn back on all the heat and all the power to this man's apartment. You apologize, and you do not, and I emphasize, do not harass him again. Then go out and get yourself a lawyer. Because according to California Civil Code, Mr. Hayes can sue you for this stunt you just pulled.
Name the movie.
A lot of ugly talk there.
Ugly.
Sorry I had to get involved
ugly
like that.
Ugly talk. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, it's Paul. How you doing?
Hey, Paul, can you name the movie?
Yeah, that's Pacific Heights with a very scary Michael Keaton.
Yes, it is. Pacific Heights. And what was that? Matthew Modine and Melanie Griffith.
Damn straight, and they deserved it.
What would you like?
That was pretty smart.
Yeah.
How about $50 for the Peter Mug? I'm here in Naples.
Done. Hold on.
That's a good guy right there.
Yeah. And that's a good movie, too. All right, now they get easy. They get easy for you. Movies with cities or towns in their title. Name this movie.
I'm Sergeant Taggart, and this is my partner, Detective Rosewood. You always treat visitors from out of town like this? Why didn't you identify yourself as a police officer when you were arrested?
Because I was minding my own business. Where the f*** do you guys get off on arresting somebody for getting thrown out of a window?
We have 6 witnesses that say you broke in and started tearing up the place, then jumped out the window.
And you guys believe that? Who the f*** are you, cops or doormen?
We're more likely to believe an important local businessman than a foul-mouthed jerk from out of town.
Yeah.
F*** you, man.
See, watch your mouth.
Hey, man, don't square off on me with some bull. You want to start some static?
Hey, don't push me.
F*** you, man.
Taggart! Yes, sir.
Come here.
Sir, I apologize for striking you. I have no excuse.
Forget about it.
Detective, I'm Lieutenant Bogomil of the Beverly Hills Police Department. Do you wish to file charges against Sergeant Taggart?
This is some kind of joke, right?
Do you wish to file charges against this officer for assault?
Look, where I'm from, cops don't file charges against other cops. No, I don't want to do that.
Now, why didn't you inform us when you came to town?
I'm on vacation.
Well, if you're on vacation, what business did you have in Victor Maitland's office?
I had to go to the bathroom. I was walking by. It looked like a nice, clean place, so I stopped.
You always take your gun on vacation?
I don't know. I've never been on vacation before.
Name the movie. Name the movie. What a classic. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Paul.
Paul, can you name the movie?
Yeah, it's Beverly Hills Cop.
It sure is. Eddie Murphy. What would you like?
Oh, what do you got to eat? Fort Myers.
In Fort Myers, I have Subway, and then Cape Coral, I have the Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine, and in Naples, I have Pewter Mug.
Well, Pewter Mug, yeah.
All right, hold on.
Can't believe saw that in the theater when it was new.
Yep. One more for you. Movies.
Eddie Murphy had...
Big star. Big star.
There was a period of time he could just do no wrong.
Yep, and then he made Dr. Doolittle.
Yep.
These are movies with cities or towns in their name. Name this final movie for today's game.
We got to tell him. No, I don't care what the doctor said. We got to tell him now.
The doctor told us that we should let you work it out in your own sweet time, but you can walk.
What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth, man. It's all in your head.
You sick sons of bitches. I mean, you walk in that door on your two legs all fat and cocky and looking at me in my chair, and you tell me it's all in my head? I hope that both of you have sons, handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes, and they have their legs taken away. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that on us! You are not paralyzed!
I am so paralyzed!
No, no, no!
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
Right, tough love it is, tough love. Wake up, idiot!
You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is?
Don't do it.
You want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
Oh! Man! Ow!
Whoa, hold on!
Ow!
Hold on, that hurt.
Walk it off.
Ow.
Oh, my.
Walk it off.
Ow.
Stretch.
Stretch
it out, man. Stretch it out. Hey, man. You can walk.
Ow.
You can walk.
I can walk.
You can walk.
Name the movie. Name the movie.
Well, that was hardcore, man. Yeah, man. The talented athletic sons.
Yeah, tough love.
A lot of talk about sons today.
Yeah.
You stay away from my son.
Yeah, I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Terry.
Perry?
Terry.
Terry? Yep. Can you name the movie?
Yep. Yeah, it's Talladega Nights.
Of course it is. What would you like?
I want to go see Frank Black.
Okay.
Good.
Done deal.
Yeah, you go see him. But I ain't giving you anything to go see him.
Huh?
What prize do you want of the prizes that I am offering?
Weezer and the Pixies.
You sure you want that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got 50 bucks on you? Hold on. You got
right,
the
thanks.
You got to hold on.
He is not amused
no,
by your
I don't care.
By your humor.
I don't care. I don't
your
care.
So-called
yeah,
humor.
Yeah, I hope he has
laugh it up.
A strong articulate son.
Laugh it up. Har har hearty har har.
Can you put a lid on this for me?
Would you you want it sealed or
well, I want it done professionally. Jeez.
And that concludes Stan's cinematic tribute to different cities. Tune in next week as Stan pays tribute to movies no one watched.
Hey, good idea.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Only need one.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney and the news coming up. By the way, D-Train, have we had any action on the artwork today? It's on eBay. I painted something on Friday. It's up for auction. Proceeds go to the draft fund.
It is a beautiful work of art.
We're now up to 155 even.
Oh, okay. 155.
Oh, you just set me off.
By the way, and I got to read this text, and then you can tell me why you're sent
off. Well, you know why.
I do. Roger Marley will be in at 6 o'clock from the Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys. Sometimes Roger Marley's evening broadcasts are so tense and aggressive that they give me a nosebleed. Can you ask him to tone it down a little, please? Don't even attempt.
I'm not getting in the middle of that one.
Don't even attempt. Don't even. He'll be in at 6 o'clock. You handle it. I ain't saying nothing to him.
You think it's bad now. It'll be worse if you say something like that to him.
Yep.
You know what you did.
I just told you what's in the news. There are people that are in government that think they are so far above the law.
You know, we have a distribution of power in this country. You have your executive branch.
Yeah.
You have legislative. You have the Congress and you have the courts.
Yes. And judicial.
No. No. Whatever. Judicial is supposed to be part of the executive branch.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
There are three branches of government.
I understand what you're saying. I was thinking you were talking about Department of Justice because that's what they're acting like, that they're a separate branch. No, the courts.
Yeah.
Judicial.
Yes.
Department of Justice is not its own branch of government.
No, it is not.
Because Jeff Sessions decided to recuse himself, the de facto attorney general is Rod Rosenstein.
Yes.
And it just came out today that he personally threatened members of the House Intelligence Committee that maybe he'd investigate them.
In closed door session, you know, some of them can be public. What did you know? The subcommittee took him into private questioning and they grilled him pretty hard and he threatened them.
Because he doesn't want to give up the documents.
Yep. And threatened to subpoena them. And
personally.
This is insane. People that think they're above the law. That's illegal.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It's Fort Myers crash, Gladiolus Drive, the 7,000 block. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, June 12th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know. We told you during the headlines we'd be bringing it to you. Jeff Bezos. His horrible, horrible secret. His father was a unicycle rider with the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Oh,
he doesn't want that getting
God.
Out there.
Oh, my God.
He's finished. I know.
Yeah. He's finished.
You know, all the girls like that Hello Kitty.
They do. They all love it.
Now, Hello Kitty, isn't that Japanese?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, it turns out Hello Kitty was created in Japan.
Hi!
Just like the Ginsu knife.
Yep.
But Hello Kitty is actually British. When Hello Kitty was created in the 1960s, British culture was considered trendy in Japan. So it's like a snake eating its own tail.
Okay.
Our listeners are good people.
They are.
Many of them have displayed the yellow support our troops ribbon over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've just learned we've all been breaking the law.
What are you talking about?
The yellow support our troops ribbon is trademarked. Get ready. For who owns it?
Who?
The Canadians. The Canadian government trademarked that.
Didn't we start the tie a yellow ribbon when the Iranian hostages? Wasn't that it? What it was? And tied the ribbon around the old oak tree.
Yep, but leave it to that eyebrow faker.
That one brow.
You know one thing that came out of Singapore?
What?
A reporter asked an unnamed senior White House official Does Trump have a foreign policy? And you got to keep in mind, when they're dealing with these reporters, they know they're against him.
Yeah.
And the senior official, I guess, in a moment of extreme candor said, oh, there most definitely is a Trump doctrine. It's called, we're America, bitches.
Love it.
Yeah. They were horrified.
Love it.
As you might imagine. They're horrified.
Yeah.
As we celebrate.
In the USSA. Ah, there it is. See? That's Tony Orlando and Dawn. And then when the hostages were the original ones back in the late 70s.
This is a song Canada stole from the United States. We're stealing it back.
Yeah. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do. He was big. Had his own TV show. If you still want me, we'll tie a yellow ribbon around the old tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me?
Still want me?
If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus. Forget about us.
Put the blame on me.
Around the old oak tree. Good times.
Sure was.
Yeah.
You know your presidents very well.
You're darn right I do.
What about vice presidents?
Not as good.
Do you know who Abraham Lincoln's first vice president was?
Yep. His first name was Hannibal.
Impressive.
And his last name started with an H.
Hamlin? Hannibal Hamlin.
Hamlin. He was from Maine.
That's incredibly impressive. I'll tell you flat out, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that. You know why I knew that?
Why?
Because I was fascinated with how they picked vice presidential candidates, nominees, back then, and everybody knows that Andrew Johnson was Lincoln's vice president when he was. Andrew Johnson became president after Lincoln was assassinated. And I found it so odd that Lincoln was a Republican and Andrew Johnson was a Democrat. And I said, how the hell could a Republican have a Democrat vice president? And I believe he was chosen, Andrew Johnson, because he was a Southerner.
Oh, yes, he was.
During the Civil War.
The war between the states.
And when Lincoln was first nominated to be president, he needed to find somebody as far away from the South as he could. And Hannibal Hamlin was from Maine.
Incredible that you know that. Abraham Lincoln did not even meet his vice president, Hannibal Hamlin, until after they were elected. Lincoln picked him solely because he was from Maine and wanted to get votes from the Northeast.
Yep, because he wasn't getting them from the South.
Never met the man.
Here's the other thing. See, people don't listen to read their history. Andrew Johnson was a Southern Democrat, extremely racist man, a drunk. And when Lincoln was coming to the end of the war between the states.
Thank you.
He started the Reconstruction, which allowed a lot of freed African Americans to actually run for Congress. Vote.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln, the Republican, made sure that in Reconstruction they were involved in bettering themselves. When he was
let me correct you though, Stan.
What?
Republicans, it's well known, are Nazis.
Oh. When he was assassinated, and Andrew Johnson, Southern Democrat, took over,
some changes were made.
He repealed all of that stuff and said, not so fast. He took probably 50 steps backwards from what Lincoln wanted to happen in the South as far as African Americans being able to govern themselves. Andrew Johnson said, no way. Democrat.
You know, President Trump has introduced the phrase fake news into the lexicon. And he'll sometimes refer to the failing New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call her the old gay lady. And it's not a new thing for the New York Times to be a little bit wrong. The first time the New York Times mentioned Adolf Hitler was on November 21st, 1922.
Long before he even became chancellor or under the Kaiser.
According to the failing New York Times in 1922, quote, Hitler's anti-Semitism was not so violent or genuine as it sounded.
Absolute law text line. Stan, aren't you referring to Andrew Jackson, Johnson?
No.
You idiot. Text number two, you guys are douchebags. You know darn good that, well, back then the Republicans were considered the liberals. How naive. How truly naive.
They're probably college educated.
Probably college educated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's a tip for you. Go back and find some old textbooks and learn.
Yes! Take a look all the way up to the 1960s,
mm-hmm.
early 1970s, and you tell me who's liberal, who's conservative, when most of the Democratic South in the early 70s were Klansmen.
Mm-hmm.
You naive people.
That's all right. We're here for you.
Yep.
Are you, like, itching to take a break?
Yeah, it's time.
It's time.
Yeah.
We are having so much fun.
I know. Well, it's just 60 seconds and we'll be back.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
That just makes me mad. To open a history book. Do you know the Civil Rights Act of 1964 when President Johnson was president and Lyndon Johnson? That
I think you mean Andrew Johnson.
Oh, maybe Andrew Jackson. The Civil Rights Act of 1964, that it was opposed by every single Democrat and unanimously approved by every single Republican, and that Lyndon Johnson had to twist arms and threaten Southern Democrats to pass it.
Didn't he say something like, we'll lose him for a generation?
Yep. You guys heard it. Well, Mr. 96. And 57.
Tamworth Distilling in New Hampshire is releasing a new limited edition whiskey. It's a flavored whiskey that is flavored with anal secretions of beavers.
Hmm?
The whiskey is infused with castoreum, which is the oil that beavers store near the anus in little sacks. They use that to spray their territory.
I see.
And in case you're wondering, you may have had a taste of this before. It's actually a fairly common food additive, considered a cheap substitute for vanilla, strawberry, and raspberry. And the FDA realizes that perhaps the general public isn't quite ready to go, hey, that was some good beaver anal secretion.
Yeah.
So they allow companies to list it in ingredients as natural flavoring.
Yep. Couldn't be more natural, huh?
But what does it do to whiskey? According to the distillery, it exudes a leathery taste.
Yep. Like kind of like a sandalwood. Lots of herbs and spices.
Yep. Yep. 57 herbs.
Yeah. What am I looking at? Is that the booze there, D-Train?
No, that's just what is that's the, where they milk the beaver.
Or is that beaver just beaver milk?
That's the musk.
The beaver musk.
How do you know if you have your life together?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They have a list of 10 things based on a recent survey of, well, how do you know somebody's got their life together?
Okay. Let's all answer.
We'll need to put this aside for Friday.
No, I want to. Well, yeah, we'll ask
we'll read it
too.
Now and then we'll do it then.
Well, there's no need.
Go ahead. What are the 10?
Number one on the list.
And what is it for? That you got a normal life?
That
what?
You have your life together.
Okay.
That, you know, say you're 40-something and successful.
Okay.
Owning a home.
Yes.
That's number one.
Check.
Number two, following through on plans.
Check.
Triple check.
Keeping up a regular exercise routine.
Check.
No, I can't check that.
Having a high-paying job.
Ew.
Being married. Eating healthy. And again, much like yesterday, do you have a car?
Check.
That's
check,
a big one.
Check.
If you got a car, you're really doing well. Wearing nice clothes. Keeping eye contact during conversation.
What are you talking about?
And number 10.
Yeah.
Looking good and smelling good.
You're damn right.
One out of two ain't bad.
You're damn right. How would you grade yourself 1 to 10 based on your code? 10.
10.
Remember that?
5.
Kanye.
It goes from 10 to 5.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Yeah.
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, 26-year-old Maurice Castanado broke into a house in Newport Richey right around 6 o'clock Friday night, right when we were leaving. Now, for this crime, he'd prepared himself in the following manner. He armed himself with a rake. He was heavily intoxicated and also nude. Well, the plan was going great. Until he realized the house he'd broken into was very occupied. He began swinging the rake at the man inside the house until the homeowner grabbed a hammer to even the odds and went on offense against the nude lunatic.
Battle is on. Rake hammer.
Well, Maurice may be nude, drunk, and holding a rake, but he didn't like his odds at that point when the guy picked up a hammer. So he took off running, but the hammer guy chased him. He got in 3 good shots with the business end of the hammer before the police arrived and arrested Maurice for burglary with aggravated battery. They put him in the back of the car, but put a blanket down first.
Now, I'm no investigator, but I think this fella's from Texas.
Yeah, got a stated Texas neck tattoo.
With wings.
And I'm not saying it says Texas. It's the shape of Texas.
Sort of. If Texas was kind of squeezed together to fit the neck.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, June 12th.
MMXV III.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
I'm going to get liquored up, ditch the clothes, grab a rake, and go to work.
Absolute Law text line. Haney, a while back you were talking about a record that John Prine did with the Heartbreakers. What was the name of it?
I think it's Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings.
Thank you. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Labor Day.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciate it. Mean that. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Don't do anything that's going to tick him off.
No. Ticking time bomb.
Yep. He walks right by you. You can hear him ticking.
And by the way, whoever that was that texted in, that's a good idea. I'm going to play some John Prine from that album.
Oh, awesome. We'll take care of that in just a second. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we're going to start off with we'll start off in North Fort Myers. Crash, North Tamiami Trail and Powell Drive. The next two are in Fort Myers. Crash, Gateway Boulevard and Commerce Lakes Drive. The other one, Fort Myers. Crash, Burnwood Lane and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date.
Full-blown silence in an empty room. A former bride and a former groom. A folding table and a folding chair. A folded hand of poker there. All new directions must go everywhere. Big round people in a cool little square. Or you can't cut it with a boat or a plane. Man, it's gonna take a new train. You'll be leaving on a new train, far away from this world of pain. And when you look out your window, you'll see your home, your baby, and your family. No melted ice cubes in a paper cup. Hell, you'll be happy, you'll be all left up. The friends that greet you will be simple and plain when you step down from that new train. Man makes mistakes most every day. The half a pound of chopped ground round is still a burger when it goes downtown.
That's so true.
No faded photographs of yesterday are in the books that I read these days. To fly away from that memory town, you must keep both your feet on the ground. Cause you'll be leaving on a new train, far away from this world of pain. And when you look out your window, you'll see your home, your baby, and your family. No melted ice cubes in a paper cup. Hell, you'll be happy, you'll be all shook up.
The friends that greet you will be simple and plain when you step down from that new train.
He is so good.
I'll be leaving on a new train, far away from this world of pain. The friends that greet me will be simple and plain when I step down from that new train, new train, new train.
John Prine. Got a new album out, too. It's pretty damn good, too. Let's laugh.
Time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Did you know there were black people in England? Did you know? We are everywhere. I know, from London, England, born and raised. Obviously, black people are not indigenous to England. My mum came from Nigeria, West Africa. No. Don't cheer that. She went from Nigeria to England. My mum had the pick of the globe. She could have gone anywhere in the world. Imagine my mum in Nigeria with all her maps spread out before her. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? You know what? I am fed up with the sunshine. I want to go somewhere with a lot of drizzle and subtle racism. That's what I want, subtle. Because I don't know if you know this, Americans, but the Brits are the best at racism. They're so good, you don't even know you're being discriminated against. They are ninja racist.
Have yourselves a wonderful evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show. 96K Rock, and we leave you this evening with this.
You remember it was a big craze, probably about 10 years ago, people making products out of squirrel glands?
Yes, yep.
Well, there's a new trend starting. There's a new whiskey flavored with beaver anus. I wonder if it's like squirrel glands.
I don't know. What was the name of that company? Piney River?
Something like that, yeah.
We look forward each and every day at this time with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's going to be a good day. Speaking of good days, June is National Celibacy Awareness Month.
Wow.
Well, huh.
Yeah.
Stan and I are both big believers in celibacy. We yep. trade off. It's my turn right now.
Mm-hmm.
Find out why celibacy is the way to go with today's list of the
top
best things about being celibate.
Top best things about being celibate.
It's a better excuse for not getting laid than I work in radio.
He never touched me.
You'll never, ever have to worry about losing your job due to some Me Too nonsense. Well, that leaves for the ladies... Your vagina is always free to smuggle drugs. Condoms are expensive.
Mm.
Babies even more so.
I'm a male.
Yeah. Yep.
Cold showers really cut down on energy bills. You can relate to your married friends.
Wait just a dang minute.
Oh, you take it easy there, buddy.
You can brag about how you're keeping your New Year's resolution of not disappointing women.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top best thing about being celibate.
Yes.
Just think of the thousands of dollars you'll save every week on prostitutes.
Big tiny river cologne, a barnyardy bouquet, a Belgian endive, and squirrel glands. Guaranteed to tease and please the ladies.
When I was a youngster, I'd take my old Ivor Johnson shotgun down to the Tweed Bottoms just off the Big Piney River and walk an old logging trail where gray squirrels were abundant. Occasionally, I'd spot one moving by slowly, but when I'd reach a certain spot on a rocky hillside, I'd find a comfortable boulder and sit still long enough to be taken for part of the rock. Within 10 minutes, gray squirrels would have forgotten there was an intruder and begin moving about. When one presented a good shot within 30 yards or so, the old shotgun would roar, and the forest would be still again. I'll never forget that smell. I always said, by golly, if somebody could bottle that smell, they'd make $1 million. Well, I'll be damned if the good people at Tropical Industries didn't beat me to it. Splash some on tonight. Big Piney River cologne for men and Big Piney River toilet water for women from Squirrel Gland.
That's it, baby.
Yeah. I think on the other one they had the jingle.
Yep.
Email.
From Tropical Treat.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with squirrel glands? I don't get it.
I don't know. Tropical Treat. That's the...
From your hands that, down to your feet?
Yeah,
is that
that's
what it,
what put the... that's the...
Do we have that one?
Big. I think we do.
Introducing Tropical Treat, the only all-organic lime-scented air freshener made exclusively from squirrel glands. It's like a tropical tea party under the Caribbean stars. Your friends and family will wonder how you ever got your home to smell so good. But you'll know, it's the magic of squirrel glands. So pick up Tropical Treat today. It's Squirrel Glands Fresh.
Tropical Treat, Tropical Treat, you feel it to your heads and feet.
That was...
Yeah.
They had that animated squirrel.
Yeah, that was the animated squirrel.
Big buck teeth.
Oh, God.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.